Alleluia, Christ is risen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, mercifully give us faith to perceive that, according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth, even to the end of the ages. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Please be seated for the lesson.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions to the Holy Spirit, to whom the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days, and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. "This," he said, "is what you will have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So, when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The word of the Lord.
Oh, The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I'm sending upon you what my Father promised, to stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There once was someone who said such wonderful things and did such amazing things that people simply had to ask him who he was. One time when they asked him who he was, he said, "I am the light." Look at this light. Now let me show you something. Let's change the light. No, I did not say we were going to extinguish it or put it out. Watch. Do you see how all the light is right here in the flame? It makes it easy to see then. Now watch, it changes. See? The light is still spreading out. It is still filling up the room. Just because you can't see it anymore doesn't mean that it is gone. Everywhere in this room today, there it will be. This space will be full of invisible light. Your light, the light you received at your baptism, or the light you will receive. What I just shared with you was a portion of our Godly Play lesson on baptism. Godly Play is our children's curriculum for 3-year-olds through third graders. Now, although it's on baptism, I think it also does a really wonderful job of explaining to us the power of Ascension Day, which is what we celebrate today, the Day of Ascension, the day when Jesus, after being resurrected and then spending time here on earth in bodily form, resurrected bodily form, was carried up into heaven so that eventually what we'll celebrate next week, the Holy Spirit could come amongst us and fill us and flood our lives and our world. But if you've ever thought to yourself, why didn't Jesus just hang around? Well, people have been asking that for centuries, if not millennia. Think about it. If Jesus were still walking the earth in his resurrected form, we wouldn't have to question whether the resurrection actually happened or not. We could touch his hands and his side. All of those arguments or confusions that have led us to not only estrangement from each other as Christians, but to war throughout the world, we simply could have gone to Jesus and said, "What did you mean by this?" And he could have told us. But the problem with that is, if Jesus had simply hung around, he wouldn't have become all that he was meant to become, and you and I would not have become all that we were meant to become as well, because the Holy Spirit would never have joined us. Jesus had to ascend so that we could ascend as well. Jesus actually talks about this in a different way in John chapter 12, verse 24. But it's a beautiful analogy. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Now, oftentimes we think of Jesus only as talking about his death and resurrection in this scripture, but I want to include his ascension, because it's ascension that makes the abundance of fruit possible, not only in him, but also in amongst ourselves. And I think a seed and a plant is a beautiful metaphor, because in the seed, that tiny seed that looks nothing like the plant and the flowers and the beauty that it becomes, everything the plant needs is in the seed. But the journey must be gone through so that the seed becomes the life-giving, abundant plant that bears much fruit. And so in this Christian way of life, we'd like to talk about how we are called to follow Jesus. And yes, that's exactly what we're to do. And a part of that is to know and love God, to know our scriptures, to seek to support those who are blind, lame, left out, the poor, the oppressed. And today I want to acknowledge that a part of that journey is also in ascending ourselves by becoming abundant plants, by being people that produce life abundantly, by becoming the people we were always meant to become, who God created us to truly be. You know, today we celebrate Youth Sunday, and we have youth participating in various aspects of the service. At 9 a.m., two of them actually even preached. And youthness is a very literal understanding of ascending. Teenagers can't help but grow up. It's going to happen. But a part of that growing up is also discovering what they want to do in life, how they want to make a difference in the world, how they want to honor their life and the lives of others. They are continually in the process of ascending, and hopefully it doesn't end. In fact, hopefully for all of us, it doesn't end. Because throughout our lives, we can continue to become the people we were always meant to be. My grandfather, at age 70, got his GED because he had to drop out of high school during the Great Depression. He didn't have to do that, but he wanted to because he realized it was something he'd always wanted, and it was a part of who he wanted to become. And Jesus will give us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to be abundant in life, to become the people we were always meant to be. If you were able to go to the adult education this morning, we heard the lovely story of a gentleman who's the CEO of the foster group in this area. And after fostering 35 children himself and adopting three, he retired from a successful career out to Amelia Island and was surfing the web one day when he happened to see an ad for a part-time job in redesigning foster care in this area. By all means, he could have said, well, that's a great job, but somebody else is going to do it. I've done my work. But he didn't. He made that call, took that job, and today, the foster care system in Northern Florida is one of the best in the country, and it continues to show how well that can be done, taking care of children first. It's one example of an individual who continued to become who he was always meant to be. Because you see, the danger in life is that we get comfortable. We stop becoming. We stop growing. Somewhere in our journey to fullness in God, we say, I'm done. And maybe that I'm done comes out of comfort. We've gotten to a place where we have a good life and we've met enough challenges and we just don't want any more. We're going to hold that evolution of ourselves at bay. You know, that the gentleman who leads the foster program, he could have easily said, I'm done. But he chose to become more than that. And because of that, other lives have been transformed. Another way we can stop the danger of growing into who we truly are is that we become scared. And in our fear and uncertainty, we simply close or shrivel up. Let me allow me a personal story. I like to tell people I dropped out of college after my sophomore year. The truth is, I broke down and dropped out really at the beginning of my junior year. School's about to begin, classes were signed up for, but I was miserable. I was lonely, I was depressed, but as a 21-year-old kid, I didn't have the words for that. I just knew that I couldn't live how I was living or where I was living. And so, really, in a moment, I called my parents up and said, I need to come home. Now, home was no longer where I grew up. My parents had moved to Indiana. So, at the beginning of my junior year, I find myself living back again with my parents in a city I'd never been to and didn't want to go to. I was lost. I had dreams of becoming a flight attendant. Maybe I was going to join the Navy. But ultimately, I got a job waiting tables, and I just went to work, and I went home, and I wondered what was going on with me. And then about 3 months after that, a song came on the radio, and some of you may know it. It's by a group called Semisonic. It's a song called Closing Time. And I want to read some words of that song to you. The song went, closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn the lights up over every boy and girl. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time, time for you to go out to the places you will be from. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And I don't know why, but that song started to give me hope. It started to tell me that what I'd experienced at my first attempt at college was not the fullness of the story. In fact, it helped me remember the summer camp, the Episcopal summer camp I grew up at, that told me that God loved me and God had a plan for me, and I could trust that even if I didn't know that plan yet. And so I began to hope. I began to look forward. I ultimately wound up going back to college. But before I went back to college, I wound up working again at that summer camp for a summer, reminding myself that I was loved and that I could share that love with others. I lived again. I didn't stay settled. I wanted to become who God wanted me to be. A couple years later, go down the road, and I find that that song, Closing Time, actually has nothing to do with leaving a bar at night. The songwriter wrote it right after becoming a first-time father. And he realized that a phase of his life was done, and a new phase had begun. That life continues to evolve, and we continue to become who we were meant to become, as long as we are willing to say yes to say yes to who we truly are outside of our fear or even outside of our comforts. And here's the good news. We don't do it alone. Jesus has done it before. He is the expert at ascending. And if he can do it, he will help us do it. We can become the people we were always meant to be because Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, that invisible light, will be with us always. We can become the people we were meant to be. Jesus tells us at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, these are his words, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Don't get so comfortable or get so scared that you stop becoming who you are.
Father, we pray for the church, for those who are looking for you and those who are finding you. May everyone be filled with your love and grace.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for Christians around the world, especially in the Middle East, who are being oppressed or are in danger because of their faith.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for this nation and its leaders. May they guide us with compassion and wisdom.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are in trouble and need your love, and for those who are sick and need your strength.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for our moms, that you may give them the strength and patience they need to continue their great work.
Lord,
we pray for those who have died. May they join the communion of saints and see you face to face.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious and loving God, our Heavenly Father, you have called us in this diocese to a goodly community of faith. You have called us also to bring others to know and love you, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, because it is only by your mercy that we can do those good things you require of us. We pray that you would give us a special measure of your grace as we seek to be obedient to your great commission. Assist us, O Lord, and help us as we set out to do those things you would have us to do, to bring others to the knowledge and love of you.
We
ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Well, good morning. Welcome. If you are here as a visitor, we have some bags of informational bags. If you'd like one, please raise your hand and we'll have an usher bring one to you. And if not, you can also get one back by the baptismal font after the service. But we are glad you are here. There's lots going on, so please check out your bulletin for more information on everything. If you do give online, we now have special cards in your pews that you can put in the collection plate to mark that you are a giver online. Happy Mother's Day! The flowers in each side altar are given in loving memory and thanksgiving for all mothers, past and present. And if Mother's Day is a difficult day for you, we are also glad you are here and you are also in our prayers. Pentecost is next Sunday. It's the birthday of the church. So if you're interested in baking or bringing a birthday cake for coffee hour, please let Laura Saxton know in the church office. Or if you are interested in reading the story of the birth of the church in a foreign language, for those of you who speak other languages, let Laura know as well. Here at St. John's, we are currently looking for a part-time children's ministry director. If you or someone you know is interested in that position, please let me know. And as I mentioned previously, it is Youth Sunday. We're celebrating the youth. So let's celebrate them for a second. They wrote the prayers of the people, and I think they are fine prayers of the people. But I have a short announcement from Andrew Higby, who's the president. Say your official title. Thank you, Andrew. I can tell you that working with the youth is probably the most fun you'll have at church, but it'll definitely be the most food you receive. Oh, and if you'd like to support the youth today, please buy a ticket to their loaves and fishes fundraising meal. You can get out the door after church. Finally, we have the blessing of the new car keys for any first-time drivers. Is there anyone here age 16 to 100 who just got their driver's license? No one? Well, bring your key forward. Come on up here. I'll come to you. All right, we're gonna bless these car keys. Does everyone put a hand up? Gracious Lord, we ask that you bless these keys and this young driver, that she may continue to grow in maturity and responsibility behind the wheel. Bless her in this rite of passage in our society. Give her the grace, the strength, and the calmness to be a good driver and a good witness and example to all of her friends. We pray this, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen. Amen. And we have a special car saints keychain for you. I'm sure it will keep you safe. Thank you. Good morning. With all that joy, walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Oh,
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacraments of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint John, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. My brothers and sisters, life is short, and there is too little time to gladden the hearts of those around us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.